Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Revolting Prostitutes, The Fight for Sex Workers' Rights is a 2018 nonfiction book by sex workers Molly Smith and Juno Mack that examines sex work through law, labor, feminism, migration, race, and social justice. Written from inside the sex workers' rights movement rather than as an outside study, it argues for full decriminalization as the most effective legal framework for improving safety, agency, and access to rights. The book is both a political intervention and an analytical survey comparing criminalization, partial criminalization, legalization, and decriminalization across different countries. Its central purpose is not to romanticize sex work, but to challenge punitive policies and moral arguments that often intensify harm. By combining lived experience with policy analysis, the book asks readers to reconsider how stigma, policing, and economic inequality shape the lives of people who sell sex. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a sex worker's perspective rather than an outside reform argument. One of the book's most important features is its authorship. Smith and Mack write as sex workers and activists, which gives the book a distinct standpoint compared with studies that treat sex work as an object of policy debate from the outside. That perspective matters because the book is not mainly trying to define what sex work means in theory. Instead, it asks what laws and social attitudes do to people in practice. This insider stance allows the authors to foreground safety, autonomy, stigma, and everyday working conditions rather than abstract morality. At the same time, they avoid presenting their own experience as universally representative. The book explicitly recognizes differences within the sex trade, especially for migrants, trans people, and people of color. This balance is important. It gives the analysis credibility, without pretending that one experience can stand for all others. The result is a grounded critique of who gets to speak for sex workers and which voices are routinely excluded from public debate. Secondly, comparing legal models to show how policy changes risk and harm, the book is structured around different legal regimes. And this comparison is one of its strongest analytical tools. It looks at partial criminalization, full criminalization, client criminalization, legalization, and decriminalization, using real-world examples to show that law is not a neutral backdrop. Different systems shape how visible sex work is, how much power police have, whether workers can organize, and whether clients and workers can communicate honestly about safety. A major claim is that punitive systems often push sex work further underground, making violence and exploitation harder to report and easier to hide. The authors are especially critical of client criminalization, often associated with the Nordic model, because they argue that it can increase distrust and reduce the information workers need to screen clients safely. By setting these legal frameworks side by side, the book makes policy consequences easier to evaluate. It does not merely ask whether a law sounds progressive. It asks whether it actually reduces harm in the conditions that sex workers face. Thirdly, why full decriminalization is central but not presented as a complete solution. The book strongly supports full decriminalization, but it does so in a careful way that avoids oversimplification. Decriminalization is presented as a necessary foundation because it removes penalties that make workers more vulnerable to police abuse, blackmail, and social exclusion. It can also make organizing, sharing information, and accessing services easier. However, the authors do not claim that decriminalization alone solves every problem in the sex trade. They stress that economic inequality, migration status, racism, transphobia, and drug criminalization continue to shape risk even when sex work itself is decriminalized. This distinction is important because it prevents the debate from being reduced to a single legal fix. The book argues that better law is only one part of a broader struggle over labor rights, housing, healthcare, and immigration. That broader framing makes the argument more realistic and more politically serious. Rather than treating sex workers as passive recipients of protection, the book insists that rights, resources, and labor conditions must be addressed together. Fourthly, linking sex work to capitalism, labor, and broader systems of exclusion. Another key contribution of the book is that it reframes sex work as a labor issue shaped by economic systems rather than as an isolated moral problem. The authors argue that many criticisms of sex work are really criticisms of poverty, precarious work, and unequal access to survival. This does not mean they deny exploitation exists. Instead, they ask why some forms of difficult or stigmatized labor are normalized while sex work is treated as uniquely intolerable. By connecting prostitution debates to capitalism, the book widens the conversation beyond individual choices and personal attitudes. It also shows how labor rights language can be used selectively. Workers in many industries face unsafe conditions. But sex workers are often denied the same basic recognition as workers at all. This framing makes the book relevant to readers interested in labor politics as well as gender politics. The analysis also extends to migration and social exclusion, showing how legal and economic vulnerability compounds risk. In that sense, the book is not only about sex work. It is about how societies decide which forms of work deserve protection and which forms are punished instead. Lastly, centering the most marginalized sex workers instead of a single movement story, the book stands out because it repeatedly refuses a simplistic, one-size-fits-all narrative about sex workers' rights. While it argues for decriminalization, it also emphasizes that some groups within the sex trade face far greater danger and fewer resources than others. Migrants, people of color, trans workers, and people using drugs are not treated as side notes. They are central to the book's political argument. This matters because public discussion of sex work often defaults to the experiences of relatively privileged workers, which can distort policy debates and hide the effects of racism, border enforcement, and criminalization. The authors therefore call for the movement to broaden its priorities rather than focusing only on reforming prostitution laws. That means linking sex workers' rights to anti-racist politics, immigration justice, trans rights, and harm reduction. This is one of the book's most distinctive contributions. It treats sex workers' rights as part of a larger struggle over who is protected by law and who is left exposed. The book is ultimately less about winning a narrow debate than about reshaping the terms of justice itself. In conclusion, Revolting Prostitutes is best suited to readers who want a serious, policy-driven, and politically engaged account of sex work, rather than a sensational or purely moral debate. It will be especially useful for students and readers in gender studies, sociology, law, public policy, labor politics, and human rights, as well as anyone trying to understand why sex workers' rights remain such a contested issue. The book offers two major benefits. First, it provides a clear framework for comparing legal models and evaluating whether they reduce harm in practice. Second, it broadens the conversation beyond prostitution alone, showing how policing, migration controls, racism, transphobia, and economic inequality shape risk. What makes it stand out from many similar books is its combination of insider perspective, dense research, and refusal to collapse the issue into simple pro or anti positions. It is not written as advocacy without evidence, nor as detached analysis without lived experience. That combination gives it unusual force and makes it one of the more influential contemporary books on sex work policy. If you would like to support Molly Smith, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.